Heidi and Frank show. All you fans of MTV, all the videos they play.
You are old.
They got away from that and turned to some reality programming and some scripted programming. And their biggest hit, I think, that they've ever had in the scripted programming is a show called Awkward. And we have one of the stars of the show, Nikki DeLoche, who's out there in the hall. She just rang the doorbell.
Show.
I am not for sure on this, but there she is.
Oh, there she is.
And she brought gifts.
Look at you.
I'm so excited to see you guys. I brought gifts.
It's good to see you again.
Boy, she knows us. Look at this. Okay,
yes. Hi.
Hi,
hello.
Nikki.
Because when I was on last season promoting Awkward, we talked about our favorite drink being tequila and some beer.
Yes.
So I brought tequila.
Oh, boy.
Coors Light. I brought you wine. Oh. I know you love wine.
It's going to be one of those
and,
shows.
Oh, no. And I made, this is my, it's called Georgia Caviar. Every state has their,
Texas Caviar.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this is my family's recipe and some chips in case you drink too much, you get hungry, you need to sober up.
So this is handmade by you.
Yes.
You're cool.
Now, were you the first guest that we ever had on this show?
Was I the first guest?
I think so.
Was she the first guest? When did you come in last?
October? I think it was September of last year.
Yeah, because it was September 4th that we started this show, and I think you were the first guest we ever had.
Right.
Well, let's just say I was.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's go down in history. Let's establish that now.
And now you're back for the third season, which premieres it premieres tonight, right?
That's tonight, the 16th.
Yeah.
You're the first guest we've ever had back.
No, that would ever come back.
That would ever come back.
Everyone else is like, I'm never going in there again.
Looking at the publicist, what did you do to me? What did you do?
No, it's great to have you on the show and the success that you're having with Awkward. It's for people who don't know, who haven't caught up yet, I mean, they could probably go back and catch it first season, second season, but this is the premiere of the third season. So what's it about?
Thank you so much for having me on to talk about Awkward. We're so fortunate. I mean, you know, when you're in the business long enough, you know that you don't always get a pilot that gets picked up.
Yeah. Right.
And then a first season doesn't always turn into a third or a second or even a third. And so Awkward is kind of a mixture between Freaks and Geeks and my so-called life. And it chronicles a young girl's life. We started when she was 15, freshman in high school, named Jenna Hamilton. And kind of the ups and downs and ins and outs of getting through high school unscathed, which is impossible.
And did you like high school?
I had a very different experience because I kind of started in this business when
pretty.
No.
She was a popular
girl. There's that. Yeah. You go through high school looking like a monster. It's not so fun. Like, high school's
the best. I was
prom
queen. I had so many crowns to wear. It was hard to go to class.
I had all these dates. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at home, you know, with my Oprah Winfrey posters on my wall. I'm like, that's what I was doing on Friday night, rehearsing the scenes from The Color Purple. Hold up, hold, beat me. I got really good at it, though. Not getting hired,
because
though,
you,
for that.
Yeah, I guess high school was different because you were part of one of the Mouseketeers in Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, it was a little different.
So, yeah, you had to...
I did, but
Mouse High School.
We did Mouse High School, but it was, I mean, it's still the same in the sense that, like, you know, we were the young kids that kind of came into it, and we were not the cool ones, and, you know, we were kind of put in our own little group.
I totally forgot that she was a Mouseketeer. Yeah,
look at that group. I mean, you're all, like, super-duper successful. I saw Ryan Gosling mentioned earlier this week about Britney Spears. Now they spin the bottle together, and I was like, so were there big Mickey Mouse spin the bottles going on with all of you guys?
They would actually play. I never participated. I would just sit there and watch them play Spin the Bottle because I was kind of a dork like that.
I'm still that dork.
I mean, here I was the oldest. Yeah, I was the oldest of the seven of us, and I was the one not playing Spin the Bottle. But they would play it, like, before we would go on to tape a show. We'd be backstage in, like, the dressing rooms, and they would be playing, like, Spin the Bottle.
But whose idea was it? I mean, who had the bottle always and whipped it out before the show? Was it Ryan? Was it Brittany? I mean, who had it?
I think it's a mixture of both the boys and the girls.
Boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so that was very normal because we did that too.
I did. I played for the first time the other day because we talked about that on the show and played a little Spin the Bottle.
Who'd you have to kiss?
Eric. Yeah, so Kiss Eric.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
It wasn't too bad. He's got some soft lips, that kid.
Well, but kissing you has to be hardcore. Was all that with beard? The beard?
Yeah. Have you ever kissed a guy with a full-on beard
yeah.
like this?
Yeah. And then it just get the get red chapped. All over yeah. your face.
Yeah, you go afterwards and you yeah. look in the mirror and you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Look at that. You've got beard
This is
wrestles.
Like my makeout protector. It's like we can just get right to the good
well,
stuff.
Well, it works.
Because it's like I have cactus around my
yeah,
lips.
But you can't
my
even
lips
do,
are so soft.
You can't even kiss other things because that's painful. That hurts.
That is true.
But I can nice. Lay back like this really awesome.
Listen, if a girl is loving kissing you with the facial hair, she's a keeper.
Yeah, you keep
she
her.
Really loves me.
Yeah. That's hard to find because most women don't want to do that.
How's your love life? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Well, I'm married.
Yep. I know.
I'm
always asking. Every time you come in, I got to ask, though.
Right. You happy?
See if anything's changed.
Yeah, exactly.
She's still got her ring on, Frank. You know?
Listen, Frank, if something happens, I'll be in here to tell you immediately.
Your face is going to be all red right around here, baby.
You should make you shave.
No, you're so darn pretty. That's another reason to go to HeidiandFrank.com, become a premium member of the show, because we webcast this show every single day, and so you can see Nikki DeLoach and how pretty she is. And in this show, Awkward, you play the mother of the girl you were talking about who's going through high school, and that you really don't know how to raise a teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. You're not really good at it, and you're addicted to plastic surgery. But
so different in real life.
I mean, but you've had plastic surgery. So how do they do that? Do they have to put like prosthetic cheeks on you to make you look or lip plumper or something?
Mainly it's the boobs that I wear this like contraption that makes my boobs like three sizes bigger than they are, and they are gigantic.
I wore that same contraption all through high school. It's called a Victoria's Secret push-up bra, yeah. miracle bra with padding and all of that stuff to make it look like I had boobies.
How did it work out for you?
It made me look like I had boobs till it came off and hit the ground like that.
That's the thing. Like, I have the contraption. Then I also have, you know, those thick jelly things you put
like
into.
Oh, cutlets or whatever.
Yeah, and my husband's always like my nan will call and be like, you should bring that bra home. I mean, seriously, Ryan is going to love that.
And so when you put on the boobs, I mean, does it help with you to find the character that you play?
It does. Like, it does, because the character's so, so different from who I am. I mean, I'm from the South. Mm-hmm. I like beer, and I wear boots. And she is a, you know, Orange County, you know, housewife. She doesn't have a job. Big, huge boobs. And all she cares about every day is putting on her outfit and her makeup and her clothes and her daughter. And that's it. Mm-hmm. So it does help. Once I put the outfit on, all
you
of a sudden I'm lacy. I sit
differently.
I walk differently. Yeah. My facial expressions turn into her. Like,
it's
it really
Bruce
does
Wayne
help.
Feels when he puts on the Batman outfit. All of a sudden he's a different guy.
Yeah.
You know? Puts on the boobs. He's like a
She's
superhero.
Like a sexy superhero.
It's true. Yeah. Until you take it off and then all of a sudden you hear the gels hit the floor and it's like,
yeah, you're like, baby, you want some of this? You ready, baby? And you take it off.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't keep him like a riding shotgun in your car in case you get pulled over and you quickly put on the jugs.
That has never worked for me. I have done that so many, like, you know, pulling down the shirt and like pushing the boobs
on,
up
girls,
in the bra.
Come on.
And like, you know, doing the hair and getting the lipstick. I have done that because I've been pulled over a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And it has never worked for me.
You tried tears?
Yeah, I've tried the tears. I've cried. Like, I've made up stories. A horrible person.
Diarrhea?
Like no, worse than that.
Oh, I
made up
story
worse than diarrhea.
Oh, my God.
Usually
that one's, you're like, I'm so sorry, I'm speeding. I have a horrible stomach ache, and I just got fired today, and I've got diarrhea.
And my mother died.
Moving on out. Drive safe.
Drive safe. Get on out of here.
Do the diarrhea work?
It has worked one time.
Okay, I might have to try that one.
Just try it.
Diarrhea is the go-to for a lot of stuff you just don't want to do. People don't
sex.
Exactly. You throw that in there, it's like,
oh babe, I would, but I got diarrhea cramps.
That done. Freak.
Well, lucky for me, that's on my bucket list.
Nothing like, stops him. He's had full on flu, you know, heaving, and he'll still go for it. I don't know. You're different.
I must not want to turn it down.
Right. You never know when it's going to be offered again.
We were asking people earlier about the craziest things they've ever eaten, because guinea pig seems to have made it to America as being on menus in certain restaurants. So when it comes to being from Georgia, I mean, when it comes to animals that you've had on a plate, what's the craziest thing you stuck in your mouth?
Probably raccoon. I mean, yeah, probably raccoon.
Did you know it? Because I grew up in southern Indiana where a turtle and squirrel and rabbit. Did you know you were eating raccoons?
Yes.
Yeah.
You knew it.
Well, yeah. I mean, growing up, like,
you went hunting for it. Did you go hunting for it?
No, seriously. Like, they'll cook anything, right?
I mean, yeah.
Squirrel, raccoon, possum. Like, yeah. That I've never eaten.
What's raccoon taste?
Not that I know of.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's really gamey. It's not great. Although my family said that I loved it when I was little, but.
Do they fry it up like chicken or do they chop it up in a stew? I mean, how did you eat it?
You can eat it both ways. You can chop, but I love venison stew. Have you had venison stew?
Yeah.
That's really good. But yeah, we everything in the South.
It's like, so funny. Like when you're a kid and you hear venison was just a word, you know.
Yeah. Until you realize it's bambi.
I know. And then you're like, I'm a venison steaks, venison stew. And you're like, I like it. And they're like, well, you know, that's a deer. And I'm like, I just started bursting into tears because as a kid, you don't know what venison is until you realize, oh, that's a little deer. Ugh.
Well, I mean, I grew up on a farm, so like we ate everything that we, you know, had in our freezer. There were animals that my family killed, and all the tomatoes and corn and everything. We picked it, we canned it.
Did you grow up shooting and stuff?
Yeah, I didn't hunt like the men in our family did, but I can shoot. You know, we yeah, actually
girl.
Have a skeet shooter in the front of our house.
Out here in L.A.?
No.
I'm getting trouble for that. You can't do that here.
What the hell is happening? It's Encino.
Nikki's shooting again.
No.
Helicopter to fly over. Oh, it's just Nikki.
No, but I do have in front of our house in Georgia, we have a skeet shooter. But I do, and my uncle will go off his porch and shoot possums from his back porch, like at home. You'll just hear the guns going off, and it's like, Uncle Hugh's on the back porch again shooting possums.
It's just normal.
You know, but I do have a friend that lives down the street from me. I live in the equestrian area, and his favorite thing to do at night is go outside and grab a Coors Light and shoot the rats.
Really?
Here.
A lot of rats.
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you
Anytime,
for having me.
Now, once again, it's Nikki DeLoe. She plays Lacey Hamilton on MTV's number one scripted and critically acclaimed show, Awkward. The third season premieres tonight at 10 p.m. on MTV. If you're not familiar with the show, watch it. It's one of the best shows on television. My daughter's so into it. Every time you come in, she's like, really? So,
and not only do the people love it, it's critically acclaimed, too.
Yeah.
So it's good all the way around.
It's a very good show. So thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the gifts, too.
You're so welcome. Yay. I love you guys. You know I'm such a huge fan.
Thanks,
so
Nikki.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we are succeeding.
Yay.
You have to come back for your third visit.
Oh,
very
don't.
Soon.
Listen.
For the fourth season.
Season from your lips to God's ears.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break and come back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.